You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. David Roget is the CEO and founder of Masterclass, the online learning platform where you can learn from a host of global leaders and celebrities as they teach you their craft. Things like filmmaking with Martin Scorsese, being a change maker with Malala Yousafzai, or learning how to play the drums with Ringo Starr. David worked in business investment and strategy before founding the company, which is all about tapping into the way we learn. He talked to our Tomas Lewis about the importance of education.
I was working in venture capital and I actually missed building things. So I went to my boss and I told him that. And I said, you know, I'm going to stop working. I'm going to go try to think of an idea. And he basically said, hey, I want to fund you. And I was like, hey, you know, like, and that was such a kind act, but I was terrified because it was a once in a lifetime opportunity and I didn't want to mess that up. I was raised in part by my grandmother, and my grandmother instilled in me, she was able to escape from the Nazis. And she instilled in me that education is the only thing that someone can't take away from you. I realized I got this one chance, one opportunity. I want to build something that people can't take away from others. I want to try to make it possible for anybody in the world to learn from the best. And that's where the idea kind of began and started. And then it was about, okay, how do we go get the best in the world to actually teach? And how do you make a class from them that is compelling? That was really hard. Beginning, how you know that you might have a good idea, I think, is everybody tells you that your idea is impossible. And I think one of the things I had to learn was there's so much of life where you almost seek praise. In entrepreneurship, you have to make a conscious choice that you're going to go against that, at least at first. And I had to learn to lean into that impossibility. And so I started to make a list of who I would want to learn from. I started running polls online, asking people who they would want to learn from, asking other experts who they would want to learn from, and started sending cold emails and cold calls and trying to find people who you know, who might know somebody. And then almost everybody says, you know, no. And one of the first to say yes, and the first one we filmed was the author, James Patterson. I cold emailed and I got to him, and then he called me. And you know, he wanted them to meet and talk about it, but that probably took a year. And then, you know, we started getting the first few, and then it started to snowball. And, you know, you started to build that, hey, if these other people are involved, I might want to be involved too. And now we're at the point where we say no to 9 out of 10 people. But I think that first year was really scary and hard because I just kept getting no's. And it wasn't until maybe, you know, we had James Patterson, we got a yes from Annie Leibovitz, from Serena Williams. And only after we got a couple did it start becoming actually real. The question started really early on, which was, you know, I love to learn. I've loved to learn my entire life. And if you poll most people around the world, they will love to learn. They say they love to learn. Ask those same people if they love school, and most will say no. And then you start to use why. And you start saying, well, there are certain people I'm really interested in learning from, right? But then what is it and how do you actually want to learn from them? And you quickly start thinking, hey, there are people who are just amazing at their craft that I want to understand how they do it. I want to hear it from them. I want to hear it from them in the place where I would expect to learn from them. So, you know, if it's as it's in her studio, if it's Steph Curry, it's on his basketball court. If it's Martin Scorsese, it's in a theater or on set or something. And you then start to craft, okay, I'd want to be like on the couch with them, or I'd want to really say, so how do you create that look and feel, and how do you let it be raw enough that you'd be fascinated to learn, but also very structured enough that you're structured enough that you feel like it's worth the time and that. And so we, you know, practiced that. We tested that a lot. We did test shoots with my parents, really trying to hone that in. And we worked with the instructors a lot, especially early on. And we still work very closely with them. So, you know, as where is it people would want to learn from you? What are the things that you wish somebody had taught you? What are things people always ask you about? And then we come with, here's what people actually want to learn from you. And you try to merge those kind of worlds together. And it was trial and error in the beginning, but you know, now we have become, I think, pretty good at it. And now it's about how do we constantly improve at it? Now we're at the point where we test our classes. So, you know, before we even start a class with Ez, for example, we'll talk to people. What do they want to learn? What do they wish to learn? We will watch and read everything she's ever said and done. Then we'll work on the curriculum. She comes with what she wants to teach. We start to map that out. And then after we film it all, we then test it and say, hey, here's a joke that did not land. Okay, why? We have to go fix that. Or here's a part that was super clear. They want more stuff here. Or this was part that was unclear. So how do we be more clear about it? So we know before class goes out if it's a good class. And if it's not a good class, we will go back and film additional things. We, for every class, write down who are the potential students in it. And there's some that are the same for every class, and then there's some that change. So for every class, there's an archetype of a student. And there's somebody who loves to learn. They aspire in their career or their personal life to do something amazing and great. They're interested in more than just one thing, right? And they'll define themselves by more than just one thing. And they are busy, so they have other things in their life. So to get them to sit and take a class, it has to be really compelling. And sometimes it's sitting watching the whole class, and it's like, hey, I want to skip to all different parts of it. So that's like, we have that core person in mind for everything. On top of that, then we'll add things in. So it might be for Martin Scorsese, okay, there's going to be aspiring and professional film directors in the class. They're going to be screenwriters in the class. They're going to be actors in the class. So then it's appealing to there too. And so we have to figure out, and you know, this is a hard part for the instructor, is saying, hey, what's the right level of depth and the right level of tactical skill to actually teach in the class? And so what they'll do in the class, and you'll see it, is there'll usually be some portions of the class that are really deep and technical and really applied. And if you're in that craft, that's gold to you. But then what they'll try to do in other parts of class, or to weave into those parts, are examples from things that anybody has seen. So in the James Cameron class, he's talking about how to intro a new actor or actress into a scene, but it's breaking down scenes from Titanic. And so even if you're not a director, you're like, well, this is kind of awesome because I've seen this scene 8 times and now, oh my God, I didn't even know that was what he was doing. So we try to make it this interesting to everybody, but at the same time, there is that depth that you can't get anywhere else. If you go back to what, you know, fueled this was to make it possible for anybody to learn from the best. But to do that, you have to earn enough to sustain the business, right? And to be able to pay for the, you know, it. And so we've tried to choose a cost structure that played into that. I think, you know, one of the biggest changes we made was, you know, when we launched the business, we started selling one class at a time, individual classes. And our hypothesis was people are actually interested in lots of things. People love to learn. They are the lifelong learners. And so we decided to try a subscription option where you pay $180 a year, every month about $15. And you say you have access to everybody in the world. We launched that when we had under 20 classes. And, you know, everybody said, you don't have enough content. That's not going to work. But it did. And you realize that people actually, you know, when they come in for Steph Curry, they're also interested in a singing class from Christina Aguilera. They're also interested in a filmmaking class from James Cameron. So yeah, we found that people actually are broad in their interests. Ideas come from everywhere. So they come from our members, anybody on the team. We have a whole way for them to submit and share their ideas. We get cold emails from potential instructors. And then we also have a group that what they do is look across the world to actually try to find potential people. And that's talking to experts, that's doing polls, that's reading and watching lots of things. And then it's a cross-functional group that comes together and discusses and debates about bringing this person onto the site. The biggest criteria for us is this person one of the best in the world? And would other experts want to learn from this person? And then, you know, and then, and you know, once that's checked, and then you start looking, okay, can this person teach? Are they going to be great at teaching? Is this a subject and field that we want to do it on? And a big part of us is, you know, there's some people on the site that you're going to know and you're going to admire. There's going to be some people on the site who you've never heard of. And I think we see our role as, hey, it's an opportunity for us to introduce you to somebody who you probably will love and is a master, but isn't as well known. And so that kind of mix of people that you already know and admire and people like, oh, that's really interesting. So, you know, Ez, love that you know her. There'll be some people who don't, but say, hey, look, I know a bunch of these other people on the site. So Ez has got to be amazing. And then they'll look at what Ez does and like, oh my God, Ez is amazing. And so we help introduce her to more people too. In the last year and a half in the pandemic, it's been interesting to see what things have kind of spiked and what parts of classes. So we have a negotiation class with Chris Voss, and he was a former lead FBI hostage negotiator, and he has a chapter on tactical empathy. And we saw that spike, and you're like, wait, what's going on? And people are like, well, now I have to negotiate with my husband or my wife or my kids about who has access to the computer. And so how did this? So we saw like that spike, which was interesting. In the business classes and the Sarah Blakely and the Igers, you know, we saw a spike about, you know, change and how you lead in a time of change and things like that. We also saw people start to garden and plant more. So we launched a Ron Finley class on gardening. And so it was just interesting to see how things spiked in the pandemic.
That's David Roget, the CEO and founder of Masterclass. He was speaking to Monocle's Tomas Lewis. My thanks to David and to Tomas and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. You can learn more at masterclass.com. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.